Blog Talk Radio.
Unto the Lord, for he is good, because his mercy endureth forever. Let Israel now say that his mercy endureth forever. Let the house of Aaron say that his mercy endureth forever. Let them now who fear the Lord say that his mercy endureth forever. I called upon the Lord in distress, and the Lord answered me and set me in a large place. The Lord is on my side. I will not fear what man can do unto me. The Lord taking my part with those who help me. Therefore shall I see my desire upon those who hate me. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put your confidence in man. Blessed be the Lord today. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night, wherever my voice can be heard. This is Apostolic Prophet Michael Shakespeare. We're live in the studio on this Testimony Tuesday, and we thank and praise God for each of you that's chiming in here with us. Praise the Lamb of God. Oh, my goodness gracious, what a fellowship, what a joy divine. We've been leaning on the refreshing arm of the Lord here in the city of Dearborn, Michigan. Oh, my goodness, people of God. Oh, the children been preaching and prophesying and laying hands and, oh, my goodness gracious. Oh, my God, my God, my God. Granddaughter, is this you already in here? This look like granddaughter chiming in, one of my children. Error code 331, I made it hot and they unpopped it. Error code 331, your mic is hot.
It's everybody, granddaddy. Me, Prophet
Harris. Oh, boy, I tell you, we've been in the house together. My God, my God. Woo! Oh, what a fellowship. Oh, what a joy to that. I'm trying to tell you all now, people of God, I tried to get you all to make your way to the Dearborn city. Some of y'all scared to come to Dearborn. Telegraph Road, Ford Road. One more night tonight. Boy, oh boy, oh boy, refreshing is in the air. Refreshing is in the air. My God, and he's doing a work on the inside out. Oh, my goodness. Praise the Lamb of God. Boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. From Sunday, that Sylvia, she brought the wind in all the way from South Carolina.
Oh, that Pastor Gamma, she preached teach last night.
Oh, that old Prophet Dell and jumped in here now. Wait a minute, y'all. Prophet Dell Sanders, that daughter of mine, that Pastor Gail Johnson, boy, she refreshed our souls last night, had the whole church up repenting before when the end of that message came. I tell you, I tell you, I tell you. Oh, my God, my God, my God. Repent, hallelujah, that you might receive the refreshing of the Lord. Oh, my goodness, Jesus. What a wonderful message. And she laid it out just as plain, Prophet Darrell, so a blind man couldn't lose his way. And a fool couldn't err. My goodness gracious. Praise the Lamb of God. People of God, let me tell you something. Oh, my goodness. Then Prophet Darrell grabbed the mic. One of my members then posted already. He then confirmed everything Prophet Shakespeare been telling us. Lord have mercy. He sounded the trumpet in Zion. He gave the warning. Hallelujah, about this season, people of God, people of God, people of God, hallelujah. We got to get it together with God in this season, my goodness gracious. Talk to me, Prophet Darrell.
Oh, my goodness, Apostle, I'm just excited and elated. God is doing what God is about to do in Detroit, amen, if we would just obey his orders and return back to God.
Now, what did you tell Detroit what you was trying to tell them last night? Some of these Detroiters on here, I see a lot of 313s on here. Come on, man, and talk to them and tell them God said he going to restore this thing. Come on, talk to us, Prophet.
God said last night that he was going to restore and he was going to renew life back in Detroit. For where Detroit was off the map, he's getting ready to put Detroit back on the map to where they once was before. Because he's getting ready to put the right people back in position.
My God, my God. And you know, you brought back the word of God to me some years ago, praise the Lord, before all of this recession and everything popped in, God told me, praise the Lamb of God, in my prayer garden, God told me that he was going to cause Detroit to become the spiritual Mecca of America. I'm telling you, God said it, that it was going to be the spiritual Mecca of America, praise the Lamb of God, and that as this city becomes that, of course it has to go through some transition, that he was going to drive the drugs up in this city, praise the Lamb of God, that people was going to relocate to Detroit for the spirituality of Detroit, praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. Not because General Motors here and Chrysler, but because God is here. Praise the Lamb of God. What a wonderful magnet, the Spirit of God hovering over a city. So until it's attractive to people, praise the Lamb of God, enough for them to relocate. That's what God said he was going to do, and I believe it. Know why I believe it? Because I live here. That's why I believe it. Hallelujah.
He said that he's going to make a place where they're going to be overpopulated.
Oh, my goodness gracious. It's going to be overpopulated. Lord, have mercy. Woo, Jesus, I felt that, man. I felt that when you said it. Lord, have mercy. Overpopulated. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. And I'm going to live to see this thing come to pass in the matchless name of Jesus Christ. Oh, what a time. Boy, oh, boy, wait a minute. We got some more people here. Who is this here? Erica 586, I believe that's up in the Pontiac area.
Good afternoon, Prophet. Good afternoon, everyone.
That's
good
afternoon.
Yeah, I'm good.
Well, praise the Lamb of God for your goodness. Hallelujah. Girl, I'm sorry you didn't make it down. You know, we had people in from Flint last night down in there.
Yeah.
All the way from Flint. Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
Praise God. Oh, boy, oh, boy.
Yes.
Yeah, you better come on and get three to a mule or whatever and come on down here tonight. yes, Lord, we gearing up for, I don't know what God's going to do tonight. The Spirit of the Lord is moving so right now in this studio. Praise the Lamb of God. I'm telling you right here in this room. Oh, my goodness gracious. Boy, oh, boy. Now, I'm going to tell you all something else y'all missed yesterday. Boy, I don't want to make y'all sad, but let me tell you something. That Pastor Gail Johnson came in my kitchen. Lord have mercy. Some croquettes, some homemade biscuits. Lord have mercy. I'm telling y'all, I should chain her to a pole and make a cook slave. Boy, oh boy. Man, I'm telling you, that child of mine, Lord have mercy. Ooh, what a daughter, what a daughter. Praise the Lamb of God. We dined and fellowshipped, and we talked about the Lord until it spilled all over in the message last night. It's just been a wonderful fellowship. Oh, my goodness. Tonight is the last night, people of God, and we're extending you the invitation. Praise the Lamb of God, 5 blocks west, Telegraph Road, at the corner of Silvery Lane and Ford Road. Yes, God, at the corner of Silvery Lane and Ford Road. Come to the little red brick church with the little steeple. We open the doors to all the people. Hallelujah. Just come on. Come as you are. Praise the Lamb of God. You ain't got to dress up. Just come on into the house of the Lord. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Boy, we had apostles and bishops and prophets and prophetess. Oh, my goodness. Prophet Daryl Sanders called the altar call of the prophetic. And almost the whole church was standing up there. I said, Lord, have mercy. My goodness gracious. Oh, my goodness. The Lord is doing a perfect work, I tell you, and pouring out his spirit on all of us.
Amen.
His sons and daughters are prophesying. Nobody can stop what God is doing. This is the season of the prophets. Erico 747, your mic is hot. Who's calling? All right, they pushed it, and now they don't want to talk.
They don't want to talk.
Well, they can go back on hold. Praise the Lord. My God, my God. Hallelujah. You pushed the button. Praise the Lamb. Your mic was open. Good to have all of you here today. Thank you for coming on and being a part of the show today here on Testimony Tuesday. As you see, we're testifying already about the goodness of Jesus, his presence, his power. The Lord promised us an outpouring. Hallelujah. And a heavy anointing. And I'd be darned. My goodness gracious. Last night, if he didn't drop it on us, praise the Lamb of God. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. And the mantle, praise the Lamb of God. And Prophet Daryl, y'all, nobody knew. And I didn't want to call it out, praise the Lamb of God, on my friend. I don't want nobody to call his name. One of my bishop friends came to a visit with us last night, and the Lord said that he had colon cancer, praise the Lamb of God, and told me explicit instructions, lay the mantle on him, and I'm going to heal him, praise the Lamb of God, of colon cancer. Hallelujah. My God, what power God has given unto us that obey his voice, that trust in him, and that believe that he is a rewarder of them that diligently. Oh, my goodness. I don't know how I stumbled up on Jesus, but I thank God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, that I believe down in my soul that there's nothing else that I can't do. Hallelujah, my God, my God, my God. I believe it today. I believe it right now. Praise God. Woo, my God, my God. Season of refreshing. Yes, Lord, we give you praise. We give you honor, and we give you glory. Praise the Lamb of God. All right, people of God, Athelia is with us. My God, granddaughter's here. I know we have some others. We're going to move to prayer. Praise the Lamb of God. Yes, yes, yes. I believe them children are mobile. They're in a car, so we're going to let our fear, praise the Lamb of God, lead us into this beautiful, beautiful prayer today for the sick and shut in. For those, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, less fortunate than us. I'm talking to my daughters down in California. We're praying for mother. Praise the Lamb of God, Anne and Luana. Hallelujah. I'm talking to my daughters in California. Yes, God, we're praying for mother. That God is still a miracle. God, there's nothing he cannot do. Praise the Lamb of God. He's in the healing business. He's in the deliverance business. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. We're praying. We're praying. We're praying. Hallelujah. I'm waiting on my daughter Lily. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah, to come again and tell us that the doctors can't find nothing. God is a healer. Hallelujah. God is a miracle worker.
Yes,
oh,
he
my
is.
Goodness.
Yes, yes,
he is. Hallelujah. We're praying for you today. We're praying for you today. My God, we're praying for those of you who need jobs. Praise the Lamb of God. Need a door opportunity to open for you. I'm not going to say a job. I'm going to say a door opportunity, because God may want to make you the head and not the tail. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Because that's his will. That's his will, to make you the head and not the tail. Praise the Lamb of God. Oh, my goodness. For those of you who are bound by addictions and, oh, my goodness, God is able to break every chain. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Yes, God. Yes, God. We're going to ask Athelia to come right now and lead us to the throne of grace. Hallelujah. Blessings. Hallelujah. Be upon you all. Oh, my goodness.
Hallelujah.
Yes, God.
Thank you,
yes.
Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Father God. We give you glory. We give you honor on this day, Father God. We thank
yes,
you, Father
Lord.
God, for your presence in the name of Jesus. We thank you, God, for who you are and who we are in you, Jesus. We thank you, God, in the magnified name of Jesus. We thank you for your healing ointment right now in the name of Jesus, Father God. We give you glory. We give you honor, Father God, because you are the greatest one of all. You're the great I am, the sustainer, the redeemer. You are our strength, Father God. You are a shield. You are a sword, Father God. In the name of Jesus, we lift you on high and call you King. We call you Lord, Father God, because there is only you, God. In the name of Jesus, no one else can exalt themselves above you, Father God.
Yes,
in
God.
The name of Jesus, hallelujah unto you. Hallelujah unto the heavens above. In the name of Jesus, Father God, we lift up the mother of Anne and Luana in the name of Jesus. We thank you for healing her right now. We thank you, Father God, for healing her in the name of Jesus. We say thank you, Jesus, in the magnified name of Jesus, from the top of her head to the soles of her feet, Father God. And we thank you that you just not only heal the mother, but you heal the children, Father God. You heal the bloodline, Father God, in the the magnified name of Jesus, that you give them the authority and the power to take back what was stolen from them. In Jesus' holy name, we give you glory, hallelujah, Jesus. We lift up, Father God, those who are in the elements in the name of Jesus, those who are with our food, Father God, those who are with our covering, Father God. We thank you for keeping them, Father God, under your wings, Father
God.
We thank you for protecting them, Father God. We thank you for providing them, Father God. We thank you for the self-mind that they have, Father God. We thank you for the thirst that you have cleansed in their soul, Father God, to seek you even the more in the name of Jesus. We just thank you for healing the land, Father God. Hallelujah. Glory unto the Lord thy God. We thank you for saturating the atmosphere of Detroit. We thank you, Father God, for taking back what was stolen in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father God, for saving our brothers and sisters in the wilderness, Father God. We thank you, Jesus, Lord and Savior. We give you glory, we give you honor on this day, Father God. Thank you for taking the taste out of their mouth, Father God. Thank you for taking away the addictions, Father God. Thank you for taking away the alcoholism, Father God. Thank you for taking away the bloodthirsty spirit in the name of Jesus. We thank you for touching the minds, Father God, those who are locked up in a mental institution, Father God. We say, Father God, go in every room, Father God, and touch them, Father God. Give them a sound mind and a heart, Father God, of you, Father God. Let them have the authority in their hand to take back what was stolen from them, Father God. It's their mind. It don't belong to the enemy. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Father God, for the sound mind throughout this phone line, the sound mind throughout this land, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father God, for those who are locked up, Father God, in the name of Jesus. They're seeking you, Father God. Hallelujah. Continue speaking unto them. Continue providing wisdom and understanding in the magnified name of Jesus. We thank you for the elderly, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father God, for every person that's in the hospital, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that you're healing right now, in the name of Jesus. We just thank you for
the name of
Christ,
Jesus,
Father God, who has the love of Christ, who has the compassion of Christ, to handle your children, to handle your gifts of this world, Father God, with love and compassion and care, Father God. So we thank you, Jesus, Lord and Savior. We thank you for our bishop, all the bishops. We thank you for all the apostles, all the prophets, Father God, all the teachers, Father God, all the evangelists, in the name of Jesus, Father God. We say thank you, Father God, in the magnified name of Jesus. Continue lifting them up, Father God. Continue providing for them, Father God, in the magnified name of Jesus, God. We say go and do the will of your heart in ours, Father God, that we will be under the order of you, Father God, that we have reached. Excuse me. In the name of Jesus, that we have yielded ourselves before you, Father God, that we have listened unto your voice, Father God, in the magnifying name of Jesus, my Lord and Savior. We say, have your way, Father God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We bind up the spirit of deception. We bind up the spirit, Father God, that trying to interfere in the magnifying name of Jesus, Father God. There is nothing higher than you. There is nothing powerful more than you. There is nothing greater than you, God. So we say, thank you, Jesus. We give you honor and glory on this day. In Jesus' holy name, amen.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Yes, God. Praise
the Lord.
Nobody
hallelujah.
Can do it
Jesus.
Like
that.
Hallelujah. Oh, God.
Oh, God. Awesome. Hallelujah.
Awesome, God. We give you praise. We give you praise. We give you glory. We give you glory. Awesome God. Yes, God. Hallelujah. My God, what a mighty God we serve. Thank you, Othelia, for your prayer today leading us to the throne of grace. My Lord, you know, I am so excited about how God is speaking and what he's sharing. Praise the Lamb of God on the saints. People of God, if you only knew just how blessed you are to be a child of God. My God, I'm talking about in this season. Oh,
yes.
My God. Yes, Lord.
God.
The blood that's on us is thick, people of God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Boy, oh boy, oh boy. And God is going to do mighty things in the earth realm according to the voice of the prophets. God is going to do mighty things in the earth, fam. And some of them are not going to be so. And some of them not going to be so pleasant. Praise the Lamb of God to many. But it's wonderful to know that you're covered. That you're covered in His blood. Hallelujah. That the blood covers you. Hallelujah. The blood of Jesus. My God, my God. Hallelujah. Boy, oh boy. That daughter of mine preached last night. She said, this is the reason why we need refreshment. She talked about refreshing, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, as a strength and a grace for us to possess in these perilous times. That's the way she put it.
Amen.
Did I say that right, Prophet Daryl? Yeah. In these perilous times. My God, my God. Because men are going to be lovers of themselves more than lovers of God. Oh, my God.
Jesus.
She went down the list. I'm telling you, she went down the list. She called it out. Praise the Lamb of God. She said, the refreshing is going to give us the grace to be able to maintain and minister, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, in these perilous times. I know we're going to need something, I tell you, because when you think of the way the times are right now, that's enough to wear you out, praise the Lamb of God. It's enough to cause you to get depressed at the way things are right now, praise the Lamb of God. How in and out. Paradoxical, oxymoron, upside down things are in our society right now. Oh, but God, hallelujah. Oh, but God, my goodness gracious, is going to give us a grace, a second spiritual wind, so to speak.
Amen.
Praise the Lamb of God through the refreshing. Hallelujah, my goodness gracious. And Acts, right there, Acts 3:18, praise the Lamb of God, talks about the refreshing. How does the refreshing come? It comes through repentance. Hallelujah. Repentance of dead works. Hello, somebody. Repentance of dead works. Repentance. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Not being faithful to God. Repentance. For even thinking the world, praise the Lamb of God. And its pseudo system has more power than the Almighty. Hallelujah. That man is in control and not God. We need to repent of that, the Lamb of God. That the El Shaddai can take the stage. Praise the Lamb of God. Oh, my God. You know, champions fight best when they have a good cheering section. I'm cheering for Jesus in this season. I'm cheering for my champion. Praise the Lamb of God, because I know He's able to win it. Praise the Lamb, and I know we win in the end. People of God, if you read your word and really look at this period, this period and season that we are in, it's frightening. Praise the Lamb, but it's fascinating. Because God is fashioning us for it. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Or you're going to have your armor on at the same time now. You can't be going out without your armor. My goodness gracious.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Woo! But this shower, this season of refreshing, God blessing some of us. Praise the Lamb of God. Because it's a refreshing in the blessing. It's a refreshing in the blessing. I said it's a refreshing in the blessing that comes over you when God starts doing some supernatural things for you, opening some doors so you can get a home and you know you're not supposed to be in one. Hallelujah. Yeah. And new cars and things of that nature. And God blessing you, praise the Lamb. God, let me tell you something, people of God, with elevations and promotions, He's refreshing you. He's giving you, praise the Lamb of God. that you never had before. Hallelujah. Amen. So that your spirit can be lifted. So your faith can be lifted. Hallelujah. Oh, my God, my God. Hallelujah. Then we talked about that refreshing in the way, praise the Lamb of God. What is it that in the Greek that anapsycho, praise the Lamb of God, which means to relieve, to lift off of, to take the pressure off of you. Praise the Lamb of God. As in pressure of your psychic, something that's on you, that's wearing you down.
Keeping you down.
Hallelujah. Hello, somebody. Ding dong, ding dong, ding dong, ding dong. Something that's on you that's wearing you down. Hallelujah. Oh, but in this season of refreshing, praise the Lamb of God. Woo! I hear the song, Prophet Dale, Lord, lift me up where I belong. Where the eagles, hallelujah, on a mountain high. My goodness gracious. Woo-wee! People of God, you have to understand that God is going to take the pressure off of you. He's going to lift every burden. Praise the Lamb of God. Oh, my goodness. Yes, Lord. He's going to lift every burden. He's going to take it off. We're going to pray. We're going to pray right now. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Somebody's going to get a testimony today. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Yes, God. Prophet Darrell, let's share this refreshing with our radio people today. Let's share, praise the Lamb of God, the spirit of refreshing with those in radio land. Is the Lamb of God that's listening to our voice. Somebody need refreshing today. Somebody can't wait to the gathering. Somebody can't wait, hallelujah, till Sunday. Somebody need refreshing today. Somebody need the pressure taken off of them today. Boy, I'm telling you, I was standing up in that pulpit last night, and something grabbed like my shoulders, and something just pulled. I don't know what it was, just a weight off of me. And I felt so light. I said, Lord, have mercy. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Woo, God is able to take it from you, people. God is able to take that pressure off of you. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I'm talking about the pressure. What kind of pressure you think Daniel was under when they was taking him to the lion's den? Hello, light bulb. But God is able to lift the pressure so that you can relax in the lion's den. Hallelujah. God is able to take off of you what people think is going to destroy you. Hallelujah. My goodness gracious. And what they meant for evil, God means for your good. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. Yes, God. Yes, God. Prophet Darrell, can you pray right now, man?
Yes, sir. Yes,
we're
going
to lift this off somebody. I dare you right now, wherever you are, whatever you're doing, I dare you right now, praise the Lamb of God, just stretch that hand up. If you can lift your left hand and just think on God, not on man. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Lord, as Prophet Darrell comes, and leader, oh, my God, oh, my God. And we're going to decree and declare this. Hallelujah. Even while he's praying. Hallelujah. Come on, prophet. Thank you, Jesus.
God, I
thank
you, Jesus. We come humbly before your throne, Lord.
God.
Just thank you, Lord. God, we want to thank you for
God
watching all night long, Father God. Father God, we want to tell you, thank you for looking in upon us this morning, Lord God. Waking us up with a fresh breath, oh God, a fresh renewed mind on this morning, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you, God. God, we thank you, Lord. God, we ask you to forgive us for anything that we have done, God, that was not pleasing to you. We ask you to forgive us for sins that come in. mention, oh mention, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God, somebody's listening, oh God. They are burdened down, oh God. We broken bind the spirit of depression right now. In the name of Jesus. We come against stress right now in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare, we proclaim that freedom in the spirit, oh God, free in the mind. Free the heart right now in the name of Jesus. God, look on that individual, God. They feel like they're not wanted, feel like they're not loved. But God, we ask you to breathe on them, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Give them a fresh wind, oh God. Give them a new start in life, oh God, in the name of Jesus. God, do it for your glory, oh God, in the name of Jesus. God, move by your power, oh God. Raise them up, oh God. Rise them up, oh God, beyond their problem, oh God, in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Somebody worried about their situation. Oh God,
down,
but God, people are able to deliver. God, somebody worried about their children, oh God. Somebody worried about their grandchildren. Somebody worried about their job. Somebody worried about their mother. Somebody worried about their father. But God, in the name of Jesus, God, we ask you to step in, oh God. Take full control, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we broke and bend the works of the devil. We tear up and tear down, oh God, the spirit of rejection. We tear up and tear down the spirit of depression. We tear up and tear down every heavy weight, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, do it for your glory, oh God. Save and deliver, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Give them strength, oh God. Give them strength, oh God. Allow strength to come in, oh God, from the northeast and the west, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God of heaven, move by your power, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, I know you can, God. I know you can heal, oh God. I know you can deliver, God. I know you can do exceedingly, oh God, abundantly, oh God. We tear down every stronghold in the name of Jesus that got the people bound, oh God, bound by problems, bound by bills, oh God, bound by naysayers, oh God. But God, we speak release right now in Jesus' mighty name. God, move by your power in the name of Yeshua, Yahweh, God. Bless now, God. Do it for your glory, oh God. In Jesus' mighty name, we thank God and amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And so then, Father, we decree, hallelujah, over your people now.
Yes,
and your son between your throne, Father. Your children call on your name. You said cry out to you. Hallelujah.
Yes.
And you would hear us, Father. Oh, God, I decree, oh, God, that the chain is broken, that the yoke is broken off your people by your anointing. Hallelujah. For your anointing destroys the yoke. Yes, God.
Hallelujah.
Yes, God. Yes, Father. Hallelujah. Whatever it is,
it's
too weak for your anointing. And so, Father, we draw on you today. Hallelujah. Oh, God, I feel the heat of your power, the heat of your presence. Yes, God. I feel your healing virtue, your restoration virtue, God. Let it run down on your people now. In Jesus' mighty name, thank you, Jesus. Oh, we give you glory. We give you glory. Somebody just need to praise him now. Just give him some praise. Just give him some praise.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Oh, God, we
bless anointing. Just thank you. Come on, saints.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you.
Come on, saints.
Hallelujah, my God.
Glory to your name.
Hallelujah, you are able.
Hallelujah. Yes.
You are able, Lord. You are able.
Yes, God.
You are able, Jesus.
Woo.
We lean on your anointing, God. We lean on your mercy. We lean on your love and your compassion. Thank you, Jesus.
We crown you, yes, in your name. No
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Jesus.
Wrap me in your arms, God. Hallelujah. Where else do you want to be but in the arms of the Lord? Hallelujah. Yes, God. Oh, God, wait a minute. The Lord is speaking. Your servants are here, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, God. Oh, God. Ah, oh, yes, Father. Woo. The Lord says, three of you, praise the Lamb of God, that's listening to my voice, that all your bills are going to be paid by the end of this month. Hallelujah. There's three of you. This is the way God is speaking. I'm just saying what he's telling me to tell you. There's three of you, hallelujah, that's listening to my voice. Hallelujah. God says, by the end of this month, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, that all your bills, that all your bills, he's lifting the heavy burden. Hallelujah. He's lifting the heavy burden. Yes, God. Bless your name. Bless your name. Thank you. Bless your name. Hallelujah. God, I will give you praise. Yes, God. The Lord is speaking. The Lord is speaking. Yes, God. Yes, Father. Yes, God. Yes, Lord. Under the whole shadow, da 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 da. Woo! God said, "There's one somebody. Praise the Lamb of God that you got a problem in your back, but you're feeling the heat. Hallelujah! You're feeling a warmth right now. God said He's healing you right now. Praise the Lamb of God." Of that back condition. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He's healing you right now of your back condition. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. Refreshing and restoration goes together. Praise the Lamb of God. Ah, oh, God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Bless, Lord. Lord, your servants are here. Hallelujah. My God, my God. Under oh, God, today. Yes, Father. My God, my God. Oh, God, yes, God. Oh, Father, we give you praise. We give you praise. We give you praise. We give you praise today. Hallelujah. My goodness. Oh, my goodness. Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Mm. Oh, yes, God.
Thank you, Jesus.
God said that he said, remind them to remember his word that he was going to shock you, praise the Lamb of God, and something that he was going to do. God says, remember his word. Hallelujah. For it shall shortly come to pass. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. My goodness gracious. You're an awesome God today. You're an awesome God today. Bless your name. Hallelujah. Yes, God. Yes, God. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. My goodness gracious. What a God we serve today. Hallelujah. My God, my God. My God, my God. Yes, God. Yes, God. Thank you. Thank you. Yes, God. Somebody's coming home from prison. Praise the Lamb of God. There's a young man I see coming home from prison, Mama. Hallelujah. God is going to let him out. Thank you, Jesus. Way before the sentence that was pronounced upon him, he's coming
you
home.
Better say it.
He's coming home. He's coming
home.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Glory
hallelujah. Oh, God, we decree it so now in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Yes, God. Yes,
Glory
God.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Ah,
God.
Hallelujah.
Yes, God. Yes, God. Bless your name. God. Yes, God.
Amen.
I give you praise. Prophet Darrell, I mean, if you hear something, you can speak it. Praise the Lord, you can speak it. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I'm all goodness. Praise the Lamb. Such a strong presence here. Thank you, Father.
Thank
I love
you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
I love you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My God. Promotion don't come from the north, south, east, or west, people. Promotion comes from the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Promotion comes from God.
That's
Hallelujah.
Right.
And this is a season for promotion and elevation. Hallelujah for his people. Some of you have been in the background too long.
Mm.
You almost need to walk center stage, but your hour has. Praise the Lamb of God.
Hallelujah.
Yes, God. Yes, God. Swiftly is going to come upon you. So get ready. Praise the Lamb of God.
You know what the pastor? That's what the Lord said. Somebody has a lump. Somebody got a lump. Hallelujah. It looked like it's on their ovaries or somewhere down up in their colon area. Hallelujah.
My
and
goodness.
God, and he's going to give them an instantaneously miracle.
An instantaneous miracle. Hallelujah. That's a right now miracle.
Jesus.
A miracle that means as fast as we talking. Hallelujah. Yeah. Healing is going to come.
Amen.
Praise the Lamb of God. Healing is going to come. Yes, God. Yes, God. Oh, my goodness. That's what instantaneous means. Praise the Lamb of God. Mm. I wonder. I wonder. Praise the Lord. Oh, my goodness gracious.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
My God, my God, my God, my God. My God is healing even now. He's healing right now, people of God. He's healing right now. He's delivering right now, right this minute. Praise the Lamb of God. God is doing a work.
My God. Oh, my goodness. Apostle, I also heard this too. The Lord said, somebody got a bleeding problem, a blood problem here. Hallelujah. And God said he's going to regulate the blood.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Lord.
No. He said somebody is bleeding. Hallelujah. But he's going to allow that poison blood to come out, and he's going to give you some new blood.
Jesus. My God, my God. Wait a minute. We might have, I don't know what this is. Somebody's calling in. Area code 313-932. Your mic is hot.
Oh, praise the Lord. How you doing? It's Gina.
Hi, Gina. How you doing, daughter?
Oh,
hallelujah.
I'm doing good. God just healed my back, right? Because I was about to go take some aspirin. And then you say, oh, somebody out there got a chill in their back. And it feels better. I didn't even have to get it. Thank you, Jesus.
My God,
hallelujah.
He's the Lamb of God, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for healing now for your daughter.
Hallelujah.
I know I felt the warmth in my back. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah, yes. Oh, God.
Yeah,
I feel God. Miracles. Signs and wonders.
Right now.
Right. This is the seed.
For a long time, too.
And we bind it from coming back. Hallelujah.
Amen.
In Jesus' mighty name. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I love Jesus today, people. Praise the Lord. I love Jesus today. Hallelujah. Boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. Now, let me tell you, I'm going to tell somebody this. I'm going to release this, but I want you to know, praise the Lamb of God, I don't wish no ill on nobody. But God's going to kill somebody for somebody. Somebody's going to go in the grave because they messed with you. I won't take it back.
Wow.
See?
Mm. Hallelujah. They tie them up on the earth. Because they messed with them.
Wow.
They didn't know who they was messing with. Hallelujah.
Wow, Jesus.
Oh, my goodness. God
Death
said within the next 24 hours, they're going to be
found. I'm telling you, the death angel got his sword in his hand. He's going to take them out. They send a message. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Glory to Jesus Christ. My God, my God, my God. My God, my God.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Thank God to kill somebody about you. Yes, he will. Yes, he will. He'll kill them dead. There's a few graves out there that's got my name under them for messing with me.
Hallelujah.
Killed them for me. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
You better watch out. God ain't playing when he say, touch not my anointing, do my prophet no harm.
Amen.
He ain't playing.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
He'll take you out. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. All right, just remember I told you this. Praise
Amen.
The Lamb. Glory to Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Yes, God. Yes, God. Show yourself mighty to your people, Lord. In
Jesus'
mighty name. Hallelujah. I see somebody walking through a new church edifice, pastor. Praise the Lamb of God. I don't know who you are. Hallelujah. But I see the doors of a new church door or building opening for you. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. You can walk straight in the front door, and if you walk down that hall and just keep straight, you can walk straight out the back door. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. But God's to you. My God, my God, my God. Hallelujah. It's made like in a T. Hallelujah. Yes, God, this building is. Yes, God. God's going to give it to you. Don't you worry. It's yours. Praise the Lamb of God. Got glass doors. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, God. We give you praise for it, God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Lord, you can give it to me. I take that. Hallelujah, in Jesus' name. They things don't come up with mine will. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. That's your holy name.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Thank you, God. Thank you, God, for what you're doing. Thank you for what you're doing. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. My God, my God. Yes, Lord. Okay, praise God. Woo! I almost stripped it away on you all there. Praise God. Let me stay in sync. My goodness. It's Testimony Tuesday. Do we have another testimony? Come on in here, people of God. Hallelujah. And talk to us about the goodness of the Lord. God, what is God doing for you? My. All over the country, your mic can be open on a dime. Just push one on your dial. Praise the Lamb. If you're listening to my voice via the internet, hallelujah, call Erico 646-564-9818. Erico 646-564-9818. And you can be a part of our live studio today to bring your fresh testimony. Praise the Lamb of God. I tell you, praise God, hallelujah, the more you talk about him, the more he's going to bless you. Ah, God, hallelujah. I don't know why the saints get closed mouth when it comes time to talk about the goodness of God and what he's doing in your life. You need to share it. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Error code 224. Hallelujah.
Good
mic
afternoon.
Is high.
Good afternoon,
and Denise.
Prophet and everybody. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I am wonderful. Hey, I'm just calling to give my testimony. Without going into a lot of detail, there's a situation going on with this house that I live in that I'm renting from someone else. And long story short, it had came up in my spirit. Well, I'll say this. My boys, where I live now, is kind of like out of the district where my kids go to school at. So they take public transportation back and forth to school every day. Okay, so anyway, it had came up in my spirit when I found out about what's going on with this house. Came up in my spirit so that I should go over there by the school and to ride up and down the blocks and look for a house. So I had not done that. I guess I took too long to do it. Well, the twins ended up missing their bus one morning. So the Lord said, right, get up, take them to school. I took them to school, and after I dropped them off, he said, now drive down Wabash. When I turned down Wabash, which is three blocks from their school, big old for rent sign right there. I could do nothing but chuckle. I could do nothing but chuckle and say, thank you, Lord. So then when I called the man about the house, he didn't answer the first time, but then when he called me back as I was talking to him, I knew that man was going to give me the house. I could hear it all in his voice. Then when I went to see the house, he just kept saying, I don't know why I can't keep nobody in this house. I don't know why I can't keep people who will pay their rent in this house. I'm losing money on this house. And I said, because this house is supposed to be mine. He said, well, if you want it, you can have it. He's not charging me no security deposit to move in. He ain't doing no credit check or nothing like that. He said, why pay your people where you at now another month's rent? Just move in here on the 15th. I'm like, wait a minute. This was the 8th. I'm like, wait a minute. I wasn't prepared to move that fast, you know, but God is good. I know God set that up. The way that thing was set up like that, and then for him to even give me just a turn-by-turn directions to where the house was, I just
you
give him
glory. You mean to tell me,
imagine
this is three blocks from the kid's school.
Three blocks from the kid's school. My whole issue had been, ever since I moved in this house, my whole issue had been that I'm going to have to transfer my kids next year, that I'm
right,
going to have to transfer
right.
My son
you
play football.
Me that.
You know, my son is about to be in varsity football next year and everything. It really bothered me about that. And now nobody has to transfer. Nobody.
Right.
And
nobody
I just,
has.
Hallelujah.
Right
and
down
right down the street. Prior to all of that, I had been looking at houses online and stuff like that, and everything was kind of like out of my budget. This house that I'm moving into is $100 less than the house that I had that I lived in prior to this house. So basically,
oh
long story
goodness.
Short,
man,
it's saving me money. It's saving me
my
money.
Goodness.
It's less money.
Amen.
It's
what
just,
I'm talking
God
about.
Is just,
that's
God is
what
just
I'm
so
talking.
Good.
Hallelujah.
Yes, God is,
my goodness. But let me
God
tell you
is,
something else
amen.
That you just spoke about that I want you to really, really tap into. It's a gifting, praise the Lamb of God, and that is a part of spiritual transportation. One level of spiritual transportation, of course, the highest is God transports you himself to a place. The next level down is the Holy Spirit gives you directions to a place you've never been before.
Right. Hallelujah.
Now, he did that for you once. He did it this time. He can do it again. I'm talking about no address or anything. I have been in cities and places and had to go to a church, and all I have to do is stop and say, Lord, where is the church? And the Lord take me straight to it.
Come on now.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
You're right.
You know,
don't
awesome about that. I'm sorry.
Yeah, go ahead.
What's so awesome about that is for the past couple of weeks, I want to say maybe about the past 2 weeks, every day when I go to work, it's two different directions I can take. At any given time, either one of them could be backed up, blocked off, or whatever. And I've been just, okay, Lord, which way to go? And he's been telling me which way. And I've been getting straight shots for the past couple of weeks. So I believe that he had been training my ear for that all the way up until this. And even it happened last night. I lost my phone, and I started panicking and everything, like, where's my phone? Where's my phone? I got to call this man about this house, you know, blah, blah, blah. And I just stopped and said, Lord, where's my phone? And he said, look under the seat. And it was under the seat. And I just said,
you
know what?
I promise you, he'll tell you when something is lost, that. He sure will. Mm-hmm. You straight to it.
And I just, you know, got, and I have a second testimony, too. So I applied for the promotion. Some of y'all know that I applied for this promotion, and I didn't get it. They gave it to somebody else. Okay. Last week, I interviewed with three people, two supervisors and a person from human resources. Well, last week, one of the supervisors called me and said, look, it's another position open up. I'm giving you a heads up. You know, I'm looking for it. Well, yesterday, I was laying there thinking about it, like, I haven't seen it, like, it haven't posted. Yesterday, the guy from human resources called and said, it's opening up. And then the other supervisor called and said, it's opening up. I said, Lord, you work that thing out. However you want to work it out.
They want you to have the position.
They want
That's
me
faith.
To have it. They
That's
want
faith.
Me to have it. And for all three of them to call me like that,
My
I just
God.
Said, Lord, you work that thing out however you need to work it out, and I'm just going. So when it opens up, I'm going. And everybody like, I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't do it because of the hours. But I'm going to go because God going to change that thing as quickly as I get in. That's how quick I'm going to find favor with the early position. So I just thank God for it.
Amen.
My God, my God, my God. The Lord is just so awesome in what he's doing. Praise the Lamb of God. Ooh-wee. He will show you. Tamika, yes, he will, girl. Tamika Smith on here going crazy. She said, he showed me with my keys and stuff in the front door. Yes, he will. He will. He will. He will. I lost the – I wasn't lost. But I had misplaced my wallet and stuff the other day. And I'm telling you, I was having an anxiety because I knew that nobody been in this house. So my wallet and stuff got to be right here. And I went, I didn't even go in there. I didn't go in there. But man, I stopped and said, Lord, why am I going crazy? Holy Ghost, where is my wallet? And I walked around and turned and was walking towards the kitchen. And I said, but I haven't been in the kitchen. And I didn't go in the kitchen. But my wallet and my money was laying right in front of the cookie jar. Right, and I didn't even ate a cookie. Sitting right there, I looked right at it. I said, Holy Ghost, you're amazing. And I went on out the door. I tell you, people of God, we have not, ask not. Hello, light bulbs. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Now, I'm going to tell you this, my Janice. Your downtime, all that downtime, that quiet time, all of that, all that shut in, shut down that you went through, and all of them days where you had to hear God because you didn't know what to do, that's what fine-tuned your ear.
Amen.
Amen.
See, when you need God bad... You're sitting waiting, listening for him a long time. Oh, yeah, I know what I'm talking about. He fine-tunes your ear. Praise the Lamb of God.
Mm-hmm.
What an awesome God we serve, people of God. God is just so awesome. It's just so much he wants to do for us and with us and through us if we would just take the time. We are excited about your promotion, girl. I'm excited about what God's doing, the house, everything, because I knew that your season of refreshing, that your season of restoration was coming around, praise the Lamb of God, and God has not stopped blessing you yet. Praise the Lamb of God. Boy, oh boy, oh boy. What a God we serve. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
My God, my God. Air code 313-579. Testimony Tuesday. What you here for?
Praise the Lord.
Charlotte Johnson.
Charlotte.
Said,
hello.
Hello, everybody.
Hallelujah.
Dr. J, I got the right one this time.
Listen. When you ask God for something, you just have to have the faith to know that it's going to happen. And I ain't ashamed to say a lot of people didn't know it, but I could hardly remember anything.
My goodness.
You know. And I took it personal. I said, here I am, teacher, preacher, all of these things, And I can't remember, I studied all these years, can't remember sometimes the basic things that I should have known. But God is giving it back.
Lord
Jesus.
Just
like
you,
he said.
Thank you,
and I thank him for that.
Thank
I'm
you,
a
Father.
Witness that if you just trust in him, he'll make a way. You know, and it ain't
Amen.
Always been because I've been so great and so righteous and all of that. But just because he loves me.
Thank you.
You know, and he keeps me. I thank him for his forgiving, redeeming love. You know, I'm just happy today because God is good. You know, I'm grateful. I don't know how to explain what I feel. I'm just grateful. You know?
Grateful.
To be able to get up and before you knew you had to have somebody to do it for you, and now you can do it yourself.
Yes, Lord.
Now my
yes,
big
Lord.
Problem is learning to pace myself. and wait on God to finish doing it progressively, not to get ahead
my
of
God. My God, my God.
But
I hear you, Dr. J.
Him.
Praise the Lamb of God. Even this last round, this last bout, praise the Lamb of God, with losing my breath and all that kind of thing, I'm telling you, it was difficult. At one time, my kids was helping me put on my socks.
Mm-hmm.
How bad it has got.
Been there.
I couldn't hardly walk from my bed to my bathroom without losing my breath.
Mm.
God, hallelujah,
but
he's
God.
An awesome God.
Yes, he
he's
is.
An awesome God, hallelujah, and he'll shut you up and shut you down for a season, hallelujah.
You know, prophet,
but
if you
when the times are refreshing, my God, my God, he'll raise you back up
yes,
for a time such as this. My God, Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you for Dr. J. Thank you for Sharla. Father, I know that our minds are complex technology that we have put together. Hallelujah, that you created and that doctors and specialists have not fathomed the depth of our brain.
Yes, God.
But this I know. That your spirit, O God, which is eternal mind, hallelujah, can bring back everything that you've ever taught us,
yes.
Everything we've ever seen,
yes, Jesus.
Every thought we've ever thought, and you can do it right now.
Yes, God.
Hallelujah. So we ask for restoration. Hallelujah for Sharla Johnson. In Jesus' mighty name, that your healing virtue will restore. We rebuke all timers, hallelujah. We rebuke, hallelujah, anything that comes against her capacity, hallelujah, to think and to act out her thoughts, to retain, to recall, that she might teach and preach your word. Father, bless now. And we give you praise in the name of Yeshua. Hallelujah and amen. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I believe God for you today. Yes, God.
Thank you.
Yes, God. Our God is a healer. He is a restorer. My God, my God, my God, my God. The Lord was speaking to us last night in the service, Dr. J, and the Lord told me, tell the people to raise their hand, their left hand, praise the Lamb of God, the prophetic people that was in the house, and draw on the gifts in the storehouse of God that's sitting there waiting on the people to ask for it. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. God's storehouse is still jam-packed with gifts, with gifts. For his people. And one of them, one of those gifts is healing. Oh, my goodness. Mm-hmm. Praise the Lord. I wish the saints would seek God for spiritual gifts. My goodness gracious. It ain't enough to just be able to prophesy. My, 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 so many people in need. You want power and demonstration. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. But again, you must spend time in prayer. You must spend time with the Lord. Yes, God. Yes, God. Hallelujah. My, 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 my. Ah, God. God's raising up some people in this season. I am just so happy. Praise the Lamb of God that is going to really be, hallelujah, the pioneers of this end time movement, of this great revival. Hallelujah, even here in America. Praise the Lamb of God. God is going to do a perfect work. Watch what he does. Watch how he worked. Watch how he do it, and watch how he do it on our behalf. Praise the Lamb of God. He's awesome. All by himself. Praise the God. Well, I hope y'all can get to this revival tonight. Charlotte, is you all coming to revival tonight? What is going on now?
We are trying to finish up a group project, and if we can pull, we're trying to pull all parties together early so that we can be done, and Minister Ingrid and I can head Dearborn Way.
Lisa and James was there last night.
Amen.
Yeah, Lisa and James was there last night. Praise the Lamb of God. I bless God for them. You know, we don't get to see each other a whole lot, but when we can, praise the Lamb of God. I like to look at my PSM family. Praise the Lamb of God. The Lord is just so wonderful. So wonderful. Oh, my God.
He's giving me what I asked. I just got to process it.
Hallelujah. Amen. And then those of you who can, if you can come and you would like to support us, praise the Lamb of God, please just go to PSMINTL. You can make a donation if you would. Wait a minute. The Lord just spoke. I might have to recant my statement. Hold on, people. The Lord told me don't ask you all for nothing. Praise God. Hallelujah. He told me don't ask you for nothing, so I won't. Hallelujah. I recant my statement. Praise God. Caught me. He caught me. Hallelujah. See, that's it. You got to listen to God, and that way do you mess your blessings up. Hallelujah. He said don't ask for nothing. Praise God. Hallelujah. My God, my God. Thank you, Lord. I obey God in all things. Hallelujah. I obey him in all things because if you don't, people of God, you'll find yourself really messed up. Your ear has to be tuned, praise the Lamb of God, to say yes and no. Now, let me teach you this, praise the Lamb of God. When you get up in the morning, well, let me put it this way. When I get up in the morning, I feel like I'm punching in with God. I punch in my clock. Lord, I'm on active duty. Hello, light bulbs. And I submit myself, my mind, my ears, my eyes, my mouth, and my heart, I submit them to God. Lord, what will you have me to do today?
Amen.
My ears are attentive to your word. My eyes to your vision. My mouth is your mouthpiece. My heart is yours. When you do this in sincerity, you will start seeing God, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, speaking to you more and giving you greater directions, praise the Lamb of God. When your heart does not want to sin against God or do wrong in any way, praise the Lamb of God, and you don't want to wound or, hallelujah, insult the Holy Ghost that lives within you, praise the Lamb of God. All you have to do is submit yourself, praise the Lamb of God, unto the Lord and his ways, and the Lord will, he'll direct your steps, he'll direct the way that you're going, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. He's awesome in that way. He's awesome in that way. My God, my God, my God, what an awesome God we serve. People of God, Prophet Darrell just walked in the studio, people. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That ain't nothing going on down. That is, hallelujah, that is a blessing people in submitting yourself, submitting your heart and your mind and your spirit unto God. He'll direct you, praise the Lamb of God. Yes, he will. And God will cause all things to work together for your good. Hallelujah, because you love him that much. The question is not, do you love God? The question is, how much do you love him? That becomes the question. Hallelujah. How much do you love him? Praise God. Hallelujah. And the more you show your love and the more, praise the Lamb of God, you submit to God, the more he's going to demonstrate his love in your life. Praise the Lamb. And before you know it, you're going to be like, wow, just look how God takes care of me. Hallelujah. Shatwan in the studio. They didn't bust up in here on me, y'all. They didn't bust up in here on me. Praise the Lamb of God. Y'all better say something. Do they think I'm telling a story?
Hello, everyone.
See, they're in the studio. They're not on the phone. They're in the studio. Praise God. Right here with me, people of God. Hallelujah. Listen, we are having a wonderful, wonderful show today. Praise the Lamb of God. We're planning some other things. We have some requests to make sure that we keep some PSMI stuff going across this summer. We are planning a school, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, an intensive school that we're going to do, praise the Lamb of God. We're planning on doing it for like 5 days across the summer. Praise the Lamb of God. And those of you who can make that, that's going to be done. Praise the Lamb of God. We did it a couple of years ago. People came all from Ohio and everywhere. We had about 30 students, praise God. Yeah, it was wonderful, praise God. We had a prophetic teaching conference, all teaching and laying on of hands, activating, and things of that nature. And it went very, very, very well, praise God. And they want us to do something else on that level. So we're planning on doing that this summer also, praise God. I just need you all to gear up for what we're about to do, praise the Lamb. Don't forget, all right, people of God, the sanctuary. We're going to the sanctuary. We're going to the sanctuary.
We're going to the sanctuary.
We're going to the sanctuary. Praise the Lamb. We're going to the sanctuary. Hallelujah. And spend some time with God. And that's coming around. So don't forget about those dates to have your deposit in. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Some have done that and some haven't who say they was. Hallelujah. You got to get it in. You got to just give up that chicken. Give up that chicken. And give up in them ribs and those lotto tickets and them lottery tickets. Give up some of that kind of stuff. Casino. Give up that casino and other stuff and get that $75 in there. So that you can be a part of this. Hallelujah. Some of us can just give up some pop and be there.
That's right.
Hallelujah. Just give up some Pepsi Cola and all of that can be changed. Pastor Gail Johnson in the house, everybody. Praise the Lord. And we just thank God for all of them being here with us. Sylvia is on her way back home.
She's still
at the airport. They canceled her flight. Oh, my God, she's been in line for 4 hours, people. We got to pray for Sylvia. Does she get relieved? She knows she's supposed to have stayed here another day. Mm-hmm. See? Told her that last night. See? Praise God. Trying to get back. Can't get back. We might have to go back and get her. We might have to go back and get her. Praise the Lord. But she's in good hands if she has to stay. We will make provision. Praise the Lord. People of God, I'm just excited. Prophet Daryl.
Yes, sir.
Y'all got to meet Prophet Daryl. My goodness gracious. I tell you this, he don't look like his voice. He looks better than his voice. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. He a good-looking man, Prophet Daryl. Good-looking man. He ain't no ugly man now. Don't think he is. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hey, have a right, Magnus.
Imagine
this. Oh, she don't want to testify for you, Prophet Daryl. You see that, how she said that? Oh, man. What is up with that, that magazine?
Right, that's right.
Imagine.
Can y'all hear me?
Yes. We can hear you. We can hear you. We can. Wait a minute. Mama Bertha, she going to testify for her child. Watch. My Bertha?
I just called to testify that Prophet Daryl Sanders is one of God's most handsome men on this earth.
I told you, I said, oh, my Bertha going to come through for you. I knew she was going to come through. Hallelujah. How you doing today, Bertha?
I'm still fired up.
You still fired up, my goodness.
I was thirsty last night, but the thirst was
so sleep bad. Now I was talking.
Yes, yes. God is just good.
He is just awesome, isn't he? Praise God. We're just having such a wonderful, wonderful time in this refreshing, this refreshing revival. Yes, God. Praise the Lamb of God. I tell you, boy, I tell you, the Lord is doing a perfect work. And I just want the saints, I don't know. I might have to ask the Lord for an airplane, just go around and pick everybody up. You know, a helicopter or something. Praise God. So that we can do what we need to do. Oh, the Lord blessing me right now.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he releasing something. Yes. Hallelujah. My goodness gracious. Praise the Lamb of God. Hey, now, listen. Listen, listen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Those of you, hallelujah, who want to join us in this 21-day consecration that the Lord put us on last night. Prophet Dale,
yes,
talk about that a little bit. Talk about that a little bit. You can just hold it like that. Yeah, it's
amen. The Spirit of the Lord came through the church on last night, and it told all the prophets.
All the prophets.
All he's summoning. He's summoning the prophets and the prophetess. Amen. To meet him before the sun creep across the sky. Whatever time the sun, before the sun creep across the sky, we need to be in his face or in his presence, all because he's calling us for a mandate. And he's allowing us to go to cause judgment to set up on these people that's not doing what they're supposed to do for the kingdom of God. So, amen, he told us for 21 days. Hallelujah. So if you're a prophet and you are a prophetess and you know that you are, amen, hallelujah, and you're walking in the office, not a calling, but the office of the prophet and the prophetess, amen, you need to be meeting us, meeting God, amen.
Meeting God.
Meeting God before the sun creep across the sky, amen, for 21 days, amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Yes, God. Hallelujah. And that's going to be a release in that, praise the Lamb of God, of some giftings.
Yes.
Praise them that you don't have yet. Praise God. God's going to give you some spiritual gifts to empower you. Miracles, signs, and wonders. Praise the Lamb of God. The Lord is going to minister to you there and reveal himself to you in a brand new way.
Yes.
We want fresh revelation. You talking about refreshing? When you get a fresh revelation of God, people of God, that's refreshing. Hallelujah. When you get a fresh revelation of God. Oh, yeah. That's all you can say to out there is Jesus. Hallelujah. When you get a revelation, when God reveals himself to you in a new way, praise the Lamb of God. Oh, my goodness. I tell people, the Lord, he reveals himself to me through his compound names. He talks to me just like that. Hallelujah. And tell me, he said, you've known me this way, but you haven't known me as the El Shaddai.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to show you that I'm the Lord God Almighty.
I know.
And then he'll allow you to see him doing awesome things.
Yes,
mighty. Praise the Lord. Oh, me.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, God. So we want you to be recipient of those giftings. We want you to be the recipient of the blessings, praise the Lamb of God, and we want you to be able to come out of this 21 days praise the Lamb of God, knowing that you've been in the presence of the Lord. Praise the Lamb. Mm-hmm. Yes, it's going to be exciting. It's going to be enriching. Praise the Lamb of God for you. Then, of course, we're gearing up for the sanctuary as we go to Chicago this week. Yeah, I got to be in Chicago. We're going to Chicago to do. We're going to look at these sites. Praise the Lamb of God for our gathering conference this November. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. We want to just have a wonderful time. 5th, 6th, I believe in the 7th. Praise Thursday, Friday, Saturday morning. Thursday, Friday, and Saturday morning. We're going back to our original timings. Praise the Lamb of God. I think that worked better for us. We tried it Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. But I like the Thursday, Friday, and Saturday morning. Praise the Lamb of God. We're going to do that again and try to keep that as our standard format. And we're just going to have a wonderful time. It's going to be somewhere. Praise the Lamb of God. So you just get your ducats together. Get your Start looking at flights now. Praise the Lamb of God. It's going to be somewhere in Chicago if we be at Prophet Darrell's house. We going. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We going somewhere. And we're going to do that. Praise the Lamb of God. Woo-wee. Hallelujah. Boy, oh boy, oh boy. Yeah. Now, people of God, somebody already asked me, how do you know if you're in the office of the prophet? Well, that's a question you really don't have to ask because God calls you to that office. A fivefold ministry is not something that somebody placed you in. You may be confirmed. Yeah. Hallelujah. But those are God-called positions. Hello, Lightbulb. Now, there are some people in those positions, praise the Lamb of God, that should not be in them.
That's right. That's true.
Praise the Lamb of God, because they let a man set them up in it.
That's right.
Hello, Lightbulb.
Right.
But
amen.
You don't need to be you're an apostle and you ain't never heard the voice of God.
Okay.
Calling you to that office.
Right.
Hello, Lightbulb. Don't be saying you're a prophet and God has not called you to that office.
Amen, amen.
You may have the gift of prophecy, but that don't make you a prophet.
Right.
Jesus.
Jesus,
he called you.
Amen.
Yes, Lord.
God. You have no doubt in your mind.
That's right.
It ain't nothing you can do about it.
Amen.
It ain't a choice you make.
That's right.
It's woe is me.
Yes,
if
Lord.
I don't do this. Because it's like fire.
Jesus.
Shut up in your bone.
Yes,
my
God.
Goodness
yes,
gracious.
God.
You can't help but to testify. You can't help but to prophesy. You can't help but to preach.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
How can I not but prophesy? My God,
Jesus.
My God, my God. I tell you. So you have to, that's the simplistic way of knowing. If God has spoken to you, praise the Lord. Now, let me tell you something. That does not mean he's not preparing you and that the call and the anointed is not on you, but he has not yet revealed yet. I mean, you shouldn't be going in that yet. You
got
to wait till God send you. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
That was a day I didn't know I was a prophet.
That's true. Me neither.
Come on, talk to me here.
Uh-huh.
That was a day I didn't know I was an apostolic prophet.
Mm.
Gradually, praise the Lamb of God, God revealed. But my giftings was working.
Yes,
and people start
yes.
calling me prophet and all that kind of Shakespeare prophet. That bad boy told me that, but I wasn't even thinking about being a, I was a Baptist preacher. All I want to do is go around and preach for revivals and things of this nature.
Yes.
Now I get in the office with the preacher, he say, I know you a prophet. The Lord told me. I be looking at what he tell me. Would you pray and ask God about this? Because I need an answer. And sure enough, I come back with the answer. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. But I still wouldn't call myself no prophet. until the Lord reveals.
Right.
Hallelujah. I'm telling you, man, I didn't want to jump in the water. My goodness gracious.
Lord,
that's right. All you're going to do is lose sleep. Praise the Lamb. Go on and jump in there if you want to. Praise God.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. You're going to find out that it ain't as prestigious as you think. Praise God.
Amen.
It's a lonely road, too. Nobody really understand you but another prophet.
That's right.
Hallelujah. Nobody really understand you but another prophet. You bipolar, schizophrenic, all that moody, all that stuck up, and they're going to label you with
God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, because you're going to say you're coming, and God's going to say, no, you're not. You're going to say, home, God's going to say, show up, all that kind of stuff. I'm telling you the truth. And then you're going to have to tell some people some things they don't want to hear.
Right.
Hello, light bulb.
Amen.
Yeah, they don't want to hear what you have to say.
Mm-hmm.
Praise
that's
the Lamb of
right.
God.
Friends being a prophet.
That's right. You'll lose a lot of friends being a prophet.
Hey,
I done lost a lot of them. And some of them pretending
that's
to be my friend. Now they not.
See?
Hello,
thank
light bulb. And I'm gladly letting
mm-hmm.
them go. I'm gladly
okay.
letting them go. And see, once the, another thing about this, talking about when you're in the office of a prophet, really dealing with God, one thing really, really happens to you is this. I'm telling you. And this is, there's no arrogance in this. There's no pride. Praise the Lamb of God. It's just solid fact. You know God got you.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Right. Amen.
Hello, light bulb.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do.
Amen.
You know it. You know it. Praise God. Hallelujah. And when one walk away, you know there's a brook. There's a
yes.
brook called
yes.
Cherry. It's got some water for you to drink.
Mm.
And if necessary, ravens or the rabbits going to bring you your food. Praise God. Something's going to happen.
Yes,
God's going to provide for you. As long as you're doing his will. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. As long as you're doing his will. He will prepare somebody to come make a biscuit for you. From over in there. Hallelujah. And rolls and all that kind of stuff. And potatoes. There's all kinds of things gotta have prepared for you. Yes, he will.
Yes, he
oh, won't he will? Yes, he will.
Yes,
he will. Praise God. So it's a thin line, though, between the gifting and the office, because some people can perfect their gift, if you really work at your gift in praying, fasting, meditating, and what have you, you can become almost as effective as somebody in the office who is lazy.
That's right.
Hello, like, because some people get in the office and they lazy in their office. They don't want to meditate. They don't want to pray. But God has called them to it, so they just wait on God to speak. And then they just say
what
God say. But they don't draw on the anointing or on the mantle that they have. Praise the Lamb of God. They don't even find out what's in their mantle. That's how with my mantle, I saw what was in it. Hello, light bulb.
Amen.
I wanted to know what God has gifted me with. I'm just an inquisitive kind of person, like, praise God, hallelujah. Because I know whatever God gives you, there's blessings connected to it. There's blessings, praise God. Whatever God tells you to embrace, there's blessings connected to it. Glory to Jesus Christ. So one that is in the office of the prophet, praise God. The next thing is that God places a greater level of responsibility and accountability on you and on what you speak.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you can be killed for prophesying and carrying on.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. Or getting money and your own gain and all of that kind of stuff. There's a lot of prophets and stuff who've been duped into mimicking what they see instead of going by what God tells them to do. And just because another prophet does, it doesn't make it right.
Yeah, that's right.
I think I said something.
I did.
Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Just because you're in a place and you're learning and you see a prophet do something, praise God, and he raised all this money and stuff, and then you're going to go, and as soon as you get the opportunity, you're going to try to mimic what he did and call it God.
Mm-mm.
Now, you don't know if God told him to do that or not.
Right.
But he didn't tell you to do it.
Come on.
Right. Right.
Hello, light bulb.
Wow.
So you got to watch that copycat spirit.
Wow.
Exactly.
Because what he was doing may have been in the office of his anointing, and God may have very well told him to do it, but God didn't tell you to do it.
Right.
What became a supernatural offering in one place became a burden on people in another place.
Yes, right.
So you robbed a group of people.
Wow.
Wow.
A lion saying God told you to do it.
My Lord Jesus.
Hello, light bulbs.
We have to be careful.
We have to be very careful. We have to be very careful. We have to be very careful. How we do what we do. Praise the Lamb of God. How we do what we do. So that we can receive the blessing of the Lord. That maketh rich, that addeth no sorrow. Praise the Lamb of God. So that accountability is there. Praise the Lamb of God. The responsibility that you're laden with. Praise God. Hallelujah. But the next thing about prophet of God, hallelujah, you ain't going to be nowhere punching no clocks.
Mm-hmm.
You got to be a go for God. Hallelujah. And
okay.
The just going to live by faith alone. I promise you that.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Yeah, see, that eliminates a lot of folk right there. Hallelujah, because they can't live without their job. Hello, light bulbs.
You telling the truth, Papa?
Let me see something here. Where my glasses go? Let me see here. I need to get an A. Ain't nobody saying nothing today. That's what I'm doing.
Hold on.
Yeah, let me give you another one.
Amen.
Praise. See, you have to come to a place, people of God, praise the Lamb of God, of recognizing some of these callings call you away from everything.
Yes.
If you ain't ready to walk away from everything, then you ain't ready for this.
That's right.
Jesus.
That's right.
Hello, light bulbs.
Yes.
Until you got that absolute automatic faith that I know somehow God's going to do it, and you really mean it, and have an expectation to the extent that God just keeps doing it for you, some kind of way, then you don't want to be talking about you in the office or nothing.
Mm.
Because this is a drop your net, come follow me calling. Okay. See, they think that's old. Jesus don't do that no more. Okay.
Oh, my goodness.
You will get fired off your job so quick, it'll make your head swim. Tell the Lord, yes, I accept my call as a prophetess, and you will go to work, and the boss will look at you. And just told you, they drop it off the radio now. I don't want to hear this. I know you don't want to hear this. Praise the Lamb of God.
Yeah.
Walk in there, and you've been got fired so quick, it'll make your head swim. Praise the Lamb. Now, if you got the gift, you can operate in your gift and still have your normal life, so to speak. But in the office. Oh, no. Praise the Lamb of God. You're going to learn what faith alone is.
Sure
you're going to be alone with your faith, and then all you're going to have to use for your survival is faith. God's going to teach you
Amen.
That. Because you can't have no faithless prophets.
That's right.
And prophets. You can't have people who don't trust in him enough to feed and clothe and house them.
Oh, my God.
Praise the Lamb of God.
Lord,
hallelujah.
Glory
and
God.
You see God Lord doing that for us every day.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, God. How merciful you are.
But you can't trust them for that.
Jesus.
You're losing hair, losing sleep, and losing your mind. And compromising with the devil.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Because Boaz may not show up, but Bobo might. $200 in his hand.
Not much.
Jesus.
And you see, oh, he might pay the rent.
My Lord.
I better let him hang. I mean, the countless women that talk to me, well, prophets, let's see, he pay the bills, and he do that, and I know it ain't right for him to be living here. Yeah, okay, so you didn't compromise.
Exactly.
What you telling God is, really my God, because he pay the bills, God, you don't.
That's compromise.
Hello, light bulbs.
Jesus.
So you want to pimp the compromise system.
Ooh-wee.
And think it's all right with God, but it's not. Because pretty soon, Bobo going to turn into boo-boo. And the boo going to be on you. Hallelujah. Because the price costing you for what he's doing for you is going to be too high. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. It's too high. My God, my God, my God. We talked about that in perilous times. In these perilous times, Pastor Gail Johnson said, she said, the last thing she said was, talked about silly women, led captives. Hallelujah. Silly women.
And they learn more, too.
Led captives. My God, my God. Hallelujah. You have to be strong in the Lord, in the power of his might. If you're going to walk in this office, praise the Lamb of God. You have to make sure that you know. See, and people, nobody's going to really explain all this stuff to you. Y'all just don't know how blessed you are to be on this show today.
That's right.
Just breaking it down to you. And all this kind of stuff. Praise the Lamb of God. I'm trying to give you an education. Praise the Lamb of God. You don't have to fake it till you make it. You know what you're doing from Jump Street. If I'm going to accept my calling into the fivefold ministry, then I must accept the fact that I'm going to have to sever some things and walk with God. Because that's the first test. Can you walk with God?
Jesus.
You know,
hallelujah.
Papa, I just have a testimony on what you're talking about. When you walk and you're called into
a good time to testify about.
And you wear the mantle. You're right. You don't know where God is going to have you from one minute to the next. You had prophesied, and then Sarah had prophesied. First thing you're going to move. So I had been looking for an apartment, and haven't ever signed one. And my son and my daughter called me yesterday and said, Mama, I got a house. God has blessed me to buy a house. You got a room in this house. So on the 30th, all I want you to do is have your stuff packed, because we're swooping by to pick you up and move you. Now, I'm looking for an apartment because the word of God says you're going to move. You're going to move. So I'm looking for a place, and this has been for the last 3 years. Every time I look for an apartment, God sends me to somebody's house, and where he sends me is because there is a need.
My God. My God. God's going to free you up. You don't have to worry about no bills or nothing. That's what God will do for you.
I don't have to pay nothing. Mama lives for free.
Keep your... Oh, me too, Lord.
You got Prophet Dale in shouting. Hallelujah.
That's why he shout, shout. He said, Mama, you're living here for free. You have taken care of me. You have been there for me. Now I'm going to take care of you.
Amen.
Hallelujah. You know, Bert, I know you tell the truth. I was here, and the Lord told me that he was going, I had to move. He said, you got to move. I said, okay, Lord. The Lord said, I'm going to give you a bigger place. Now, I immediately jumped on the internet and started looking at renting on all this kind of stuff, trying to see condos and townhouses and stuff. And the Lord said, don't look at not one more. And I turned off the internet. I said, yes, Lord. I said, Lord, but you said that I was going. He said, and I said, I was going to give you.
Mm.
He said, the key's going to be put in your hand.
See? He meant that.
All you got to do is trust God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise the Lamb of God.
That's
God
right.
Will do it. Did y'all hear what this woman of God said? She accepts her prophetic anointing and office, and God sets her up to be able to live free. Mama, we got
Amen.
A house. Now, most people don't want their mom in their house.
Sure
don't. Hello, light bulbs. Ding dong. The witch
That's
just
right.
died. Broke her back, and that's that. Praise the name of God. Most people do not want their mama in their house. Let me see what the crowd
doing. No one lives. That's right.
Jesus.
Laugh. Crowd
right.
laugh. That's right. They don't want their mama in their house.
That's right.
Jesus.
No. So that's a blessing by itself. That's a move of God by itself.
That's right. That's right.
Praise God.
Yeah.
They don't want to live with their mama.
What?
Hallelujah.
Try to get far away from
their mama as they can. Praise the Lord. So that's a blessing in itself. I'm telling you, people of God, where there is God's vision, there is godly provision.
Amen.
And God has never called you where his grace is not going to take care of you.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Never call you to anything that his grace is not going to take care of you.
Right.
Praise the Lamb of God. He's going to sustain you.
Yes, he will.
Now, it may not be your way,
but
you are used
Thank
to.
Right.
Or what
right.
you think your status is.
Mm.
But you will have shoes on your feet, a shirt on your back, a roof over your head, and some food on the table. Hallelujah.
Right.
You will have that.
That is God.
I promise you. Praise the Lamb of God. And when you need something new, you'll have it.
That's right.
Yes, you will.
Jesus.
Praise the Lamb of God. He will provide.
Mm.
The Lord will provide. Hallelujah.
Yes,
I love the
yes.
way he provides. I love his provision. Hallelujah.
Yes. God is good.
Oh, yeah, I love his provision.
Yes.
Yeah, he will.
Hallelujah.
He will provide, I say.
Yes.
Praise
yes.
the Lamb of God. Wait a minute, we got another caller. All right, let's see. Eric Code 916.
Hello, this is Tamika. I had to call in.
Hi, Tamika.
Hi, Prophet. Hello, everyone.
Put $100 on that page. What that meant?
What is that?
You said $100 something. What's that?
Oh, Megan Eves, when she said that God provided for her housing to be her new rent to be $100 less, and I was like, yes. God
oh, okay. You said
$100.
You do a lot for $100. All right. I thought you said you were going to get everybody on the page $100. So I'm just
and I received
to make
it
sure
so
I
can give it.
First.
I received it so I can give it.
It's on the way.
Come on, talk to me, daughter.
Oh, God is just so good. I just, all these testimonies, just what Mama Rosa just said about just testifying that God will provide. And you said that it's not always comfortable. It's not what you're used to. And I can testify to that it's not always what you're used to. And I even tried to get a job, of course, and can't even do that right now. But God is providing. And it's not something I'm used to, but I thank God, whether it's clothes, whether it's food, shoes, and being able to be set up in a place where I just want you to do ministry. and everything else is taken care of, whether it's bills, a cell phone, anything God is providing so that I can make sure that the ministry that I'm doing is a glory to God and that I don't have to worry about other things. But I just want to testify to that. God is amazing, and he is chastising me as well in that, but he still is good in the midst of it. In saying that, I have you. Just have faith. You just do the will. You work and do the ministry that I called you to do, and then everything else. Don't worry about what you're going to eat. Don't worry about where you're going to sleep at. Everything is taken care of. And I just say glory to God for it.
My God, that's what I'm talking about. God, these type of testimonies is going to help strengthen some other people, praise God, that are not aware. As you know, they listen to those of us who have some little age on us, you know, 50-ish and 60 and all that, and they really don't think that can apply in these modern times. But I want you to know, he the same God. Yesterday, today, change not. Hallelujah. And a lot of God's ways does not change. He's still doing things the way he does things. Praise the Lamb of God.
Amen.
Sure. Hallelujah. I don't care what happened. God can supernaturally bless you and cause people to give to you. Praise the Lamb of God. Everything you need. Everything
you
need. Hallelujah. If it have to come from another state or another country. He will send it to you. Praise the Lamb of God. He will send it to you. He'll make your doctor not charge you when you go to see him. I promise you. Hallelujah. I'm telling you right now, my pulmonary physician told me you don't pay a dime when you come in here. Hello, light bulb.
Amen.
Yeah, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Man, you just don't know what God will do for you. I'm telling you, he's better than Obamacare or your mama care. God will take care of you. Y'all better listen to Jake. Hallelujah. God will take care of you. Hallelujah. Through everything. Praise the Lamb of God. And all he's doing, I'm telling you, you know, on this side of my life, I can look back because I got a trail, and I can say all God was doing was teaching me and showing me.
Okay.
That's all he was doing. I could be comfortable now.
Yes,
hallelujah. So I can relax in God in the way that he cares for me. Hallelujah. I don't have a worry about it. My God, because he's able, and he will do it. He will do what no other power can do.
Holy God.
Yes, Lord.
He'll do what no other, that's right over there, a Holy Ghost power can do. Praise the Lamb of God. Something like that. God is just so awesome in our lives, people of God. And we take this time to talk to you all and share because I want you to be blessed, people of God. And I want you to, if you can skip over some of my anxieties, and the frustrations and what have you, and the stress that was placed upon me because I didn't have nobody to teach me like I'm teaching you. Nobody taught me the stuff I'm teaching you guys.
That's right.
All
that's
of this
right.
through my research and through my studying and through my everyday experience that I bring to the table. Praise the Lamb of God to share with you guys. It's just a wonderful thing that God orchestrated my life the way he has. That I have something to say and some experience to teach you and share with you. But I'm telling you now, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. God did not allow you to be born for you to suffer and die.
That's right.
And starve to death and be outdoors. If God's hand is on your life, praise the Lamb of God. If you're filled with the Holy Ghost, I promise you, God will take care of you. You better listen to me. I promise you he's going to take care of you.
I don't care if the whole complex
you in be blown away. When they come, you'll be sitting there in the bathtub. God's going to take care of you.
Amen.
His promise.
Yes, he will. Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
praise the Lamb of God. Yes, the only question is your faith sure?
Jesus.
Yes,
Mother used to say,
amen,
I hear you, Grandma. Used to say, in times like these,
you need a Savior.
You need a Savior.
Yes.
In times like these,
you need an anchor.
Anchor.
Ooh,
then she said, but you got to make anchor hold.
Yes,
to the solid rock. Hallelujah. And only experience can teach you that.
That's
your anchor.
Yes,
hallelujah. It's hold its grip to a solid rock. And that rock is Jesus. And that rock is Jesus.
Yes,
I said that rock is Jesus.
Yes,
hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. Now,
I
promise you this.
I was burned out and lost everything. My house burned down. I lost everything.
Burned out and lost everything.
So I have had a place to live ever since. I have not been without nothing. I feel
and
like the apostles of old that just went from lodging place to lodging place. Wherever God sent them, they had a place to live, and they didn't have to pay for nothing. Then that's the way I feel. Ever since I've been burned out, God has blessed me. He sent me here. He sent me there. He sent me here. Now my son says, Mama, you're a widow. And the Bible says, take care of the widows. I'm your oldest child, and now it's my turn to do for you. And that comes from raising your children up in the fear of the Lord.
Amen.
Yes, God. Admonition and the fear of God. Some people don't know that they're omitting the blessing that's on them for not raising their children right.
Jesus, thank you.
When you raise them in manner, praise the Lamb of God. That word come back on them. Say, no, I got to take care of my mama.
Mm-hmm.
I must my mother and my father. I teach my children this all the time about their mother. Take care of your mother. My youngest son just got his place. I said, now go to your mother. She's been struggling and see, do she want to live with you? He looked at me. I said, you've been living with her ever since you was in her womb.
That's right. That's right.
Now you got a problem with her living with you.
That's right.
See, something wrong with your clock up your head. Praise the Lamb of God.
Is.
You got to turn that thing around. Listen, we got 90 seconds. Meet us. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Meet us tonight for this final night of power. This
yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
This refreshing. Hallelujah.
Able is for it. Yes, Lord.
Mama told me something when I was young. She said, if they want to get there, they'll get there.
Yes,
hallelujah.
If they want it.
Go where they want to go.
Yes, Lord.
Where they got to go.
Right.
She said, tell them you're giving away $1,000 to everyone walk in and watch how many of them get there.
Church will be packed. Run it over.
Come get refreshed. I love you. I bless you. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Prophet Dale, I love you.
Love you, Apostle.
Bertha Pruitt loves you. Jesus
yes,
loves you.
Too.
Come
yes,
on,
Jesus.
Come brand new with
there's a new day dawning for me. I can feel it coming now. The dark clouds have rolled away. The sunshine is here to stay. Sins have been forgiven, now I can move on. Do God's work and walk in victory. Faith has been restored, I was blind, now I see. The perfect will that my God has for me. I rejoice cause I'm brand new. worship.